Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Harrison Gardner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. Harrison, people will remember that you're the co-founder of Common Knowledge. So you're a builder of sorts, not a property developer, the other kind of end of the scale. You're a builder, kind of a maker, and then you teach people how to build too. And I think you encourage people a bit to maybe be more confident about building their own houses or building onto their own houses and to get some skills, really.
Yeah, you've got it. I don't even need to be here, Brendan. You've got the whole spiel down
pat there. We've done it once or twice now.
No, that's exactly what we're doing. I am the other end of the property developer spectrum. I used to build people's houses for them. And then I moved into teaching people how to build their own houses for themselves. And I guess I did that because I can help a lot more people and I can work with a lot more people. And in the end, they're learning skills that will help them for the rest of their lives rather than relying on someone like me, on a builder like me, to come and do that work for them. And the satisfaction that people get from doing these works themselves, from solving these problems themselves, is so much more than they were ever getting by paying me to come in and do it for them. And so I really think we've found something now that is making people happier. It's solving a lot of problems for a lot of people because we're giving them the tools to solve it themselves.
Yeah.
And in 10 years, they won't need us anymore.
Yeah. Skills is, it's an important in terms of our way of being in the world, I suppose, isn't it? Like, it's got, there's almost a philosophical element of that, like having skills is good for you as a soul, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I think we're a few generations into this idea of specialization being the focus, that we choose the one thing we're going to excel at and we let go of everything else. We let other people who are specialists in those other things do those parts. And to a certain degree, life can work like that, and being a part of the system and being a key part of it is very good. But there's so many things that are going on in our day-to-day life, the food we eat, the houses we live in, your sink getting clogged under your and from too much waste going down it or whatever. Like, there's things that we need to deal with in our day-to-day life that we shouldn't be waiting for specialists in a field to come and do for us. We should know how to cook healthy, good food for ourselves, and we should know how to fix things that break around our house, and we should know how to transform our house to suit our needs better than they do now.
So it's our connection to our to the world and our connection to our lived environment kind
of thing. And it's our connection to ourselves. You know, it's understanding how we work, how we're a part of this world, what we need to thrive and be the best version of ourselves. And for too long, we've looked at housing as stock, as a product. You know, we buy it and we sell it, we invest in it. But these are people's homes. You know, these are the places that reflect us. It's where we go to seek shelter when things aren't going so well out in the world outside. It's meant to be a place that's safe, and it's meant to be a place we can recharge and then go out and do the great things we want to do from that place. And we can only do that if we have some control over it and the ability to make it unique to us. Because my home's going to be different to your home. We're going to have different needs, and I need the skills to be able to craft that space to suit my lifestyle and my needs.
Okay, so you have a course starting next Saturday called the School of Lost Skills. What are the lost skills?
So the lost skills that we're going to be covering are basket making, soap making, fermenting, scything, storytelling, foraging, and stonewall building and stone carving. Now, these are all traditional skills from Ireland, from the area. And again, it's not so much even about the skills, but about the process of getting everyone together to work with their hands, to connect with nature, to connect with the land around them. All of these skills involve understanding when certain things grow, when's the right time to pick certain things, what to do with these stones that we're digging up out of the field. Like, all of these skills have a connection to the land and the seasons and the way that the world works around us. And the more we slow down and stop seeing these things as products, but seeing these things as just part of our life and something we might do, then the byproduct of that is having a stronger connection to the world around us and to the environment and to what's going on. And then we start caring about that, and helping people care about nature and the environment and the way that their world works, even if it's just on their little half acre they're surrounded by or the street that they share with their other neighbors. That's the path we need to get onto to get us all moving in the same direction of looking after the planet and looking after the world we're in.
And you see, that's so seductive in one way, and it sounds lovely, and you're such a lovely talker and angelic looking and everything. I'm getting sucked right into it. And then there's a part of my brain going, I can buy a bar of soap for 50p. I can get a basket made in a factory in China for 99p in a shop.
And, yeah.
You know, and why do I need to do this?
Yeah, and you're right. If money is the only value we're considering,
oh, wow.
This isn't for you, Brendan, you know.
Okay.
But that's the problem. This isn't just about money, right? There's so many other values. There's so many things that are in danger of being lost. And a care for money is not one of them, but a care for our culture, a care for the language here in Ireland, a care for the traditions that connect all those things together. The way we used to share our values between each other through storytelling and through myths and legends, you know, all these things are connected and they're all part of the history. It's not just about the bar of soap. It's about the process of creating it and the story that it took to get there. And when people really start doing these things and taking part of them, again, it's not because it's the cheapest thing to do, but they're connecting with something and then they're sharing it with other people. You know, the people out there who are making bars of soap, they're giving them away to people and they're giving them with a story. I made this soap for you. I put this in it. You know, I thought of you when I did it. I think you'll like it. You know, there's so much more than buy this soap because it'll clean your hands.
So it's about putting soul back into things, is it?
Yeah, I guess a little bit, you know. Yeah. And we're kicking off the School of Lost Skills, and it's funded by the Heritage Council, and it's part of Heritage Week that's going to be on in August. And we're kicking it off with an open day to the public, which is totally sold out, but we are live streaming it. It's running from Common Knowledge, which is our new centre in the Burren, which we're in the process of purchasing. But we're kicking off with an open day with Moncon McGann, Doreena Allen, Mary Reynolds, Anya Murray and myself having a panel discussion to discuss these lost skills that are across the board. It's not just about any one area. We can't be specialists anymore. We have to see how the things we do affect all of us and affect all the different aspects of life. So we're going to be talking about language, culture, food, land, building, and how they're all interwoven and they're all part of this story.
So you're into, I guess, a notion of a collective kind of consciousness more than an individuality, are you?
I really believe in empowering the individuals to be really useful members of their community. You know, it's not about let's be a community and let's all do this together and we're never going to disagree. That's not how the world works. We always disagree and we're never always fully aligned. But the more we're able to help ourselves and look after ourselves, the less we rely on our community or our network to do that for us. And the more we have to offer the people in that community or network who do need that support, we become more valuable members of our community. And in turn, by sharing these skills, the whole, like a rising tide floats all boats, you know, everyone comes up together and we become more powerful communities and more connected communities because we're working towards this common goal of being useful and being able to solve our own problems and not waiting for someone else to solve them for us.
Okay, so there is a kind of an individuality to it as well. What kind of people come?
Everyone comes, Brendan. We've got 18, 19-year-olds straight out of high school coming because they don't see a future where they're going to be able to buy a house. They only see a way that they're going to be building their own or buying a derelict cottage and transforming that. We've got practicing architects and engineers coming to get their hands dirty and learn some of the practical skills to their industry and the industry that they're working in. We have a huge number of homeowners who are coming who are at a point now where they can't afford to get anyone else to come and do work on their home, but they need to improve it. They want to improve it. There's all these grants available for them to do something like that. And so we're really getting everyone. We're getting people from all walks of life. We've got people in their 70s and 80s coming as well, just to see what's going on, to see what's going on at Common Knowledge, where people are building together again and going and doing mehels and all helping each other out for free on the weekends. You know, they remember that this stuff used to happen when they were a kid, and it disappeared, and it's slowly coming back, and there's more and more of it.
So have you got that going on down there in Mehels? Are you going around helping each other with your building and stuff like
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've developed an app called the Commonage, where people who come on the courses to Common Knowledge can connect through there and then reach out to the other 1,000 people who have come through the courses at Common Knowledge and say, look, I'm building at my house this weekend. I'll supply the beer, I'll supply the pizza, come and help me build, use my materials, we'll all plaster together, we'll make some mistakes, but you'll help me get it done.
Are people doing it, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
So do you know of people who've come on your courses and who have gone off and like renovated a house or whatever, or put on an extension and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah, some people have, and that is the goal for some people. Some people are very practically, I need to build an extension, so I need the skills to build my extension. And so we have people who come and do that. But there's other people who are coming to just learn about the houses that they live in and to understand them better, to understand how they work so that they can have better conversations with their builders or with the tradespeople that are working with them or their architects or their engineers, so they can actually have a voice in that conversation, because they're feeling disempowered and a little disenfranchised from the whole system because they don't have the language or the vocabulary to use to talk with their architect or challenge a design, let alone go to the hardware store and order material that they've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So a lot of people are coming
we become like children sometimes with experts and builders and all that, don't we? Like,
yeah. And it makes us hide and kind of cower away. But there's something incredibly effective about spending 5 days with 30 other people with varying levels of experience in building and just talking about houses for a week straight, for 5 days straight, 12 hours a day. All we do is talk about our homes, the materials we're using, the designs that we're choosing to use, what suppliers we're getting are getting things for us. And just immersing ourselves, going on build camp, is the easiest way to get this feeling of, yeah, I can join this conversation. I can challenge my project partner or my husband or my wife in like these designs that we're coming up with, because I do have an opinion and it's been validated by having conversations with people around this stuff.
Okay, so these are the ongoing courses you're running. If people have a few questions here, right, which are we're gone into the realm of the you know, the beautiful mind here, but can you ask Harrison, who's responsible for his client's building work complying with complicated building regulations, how the building work is done in compliance with construction health and safety regulations?
Sure, yeah. So I guess my clients they're talking about in this sense are the people who come on the Build School program. And so those owner builders are responsible for their own homes. So they work with licensed engineers, licensed tradespeople, plumbers, insurance companies to manage and run their own projects. They're not my projects and they're not even my clients. Yeah. They're only my clients for 1 week at Build School.
But those people are not just going off willy-nilly, you know, sticking up extensions. They need to have all that expert input as regards health, safety.
Absolutely, yeah. We talk about the whole process of planning permissions, regulations, doing things the right way, doing things the safe way. This is really about
making
we're not hippies
stuff,
out in West Clare, Brendan. We're teaching people
you
how to
You do a
build.
Good impersonation of a hippie, I have to say. But clearly, you see, the hippies, when it comes down to it, they're tough as nails too. So you have all the practical stuff in there as well about the regulation. Joe Burns asks, will you get a grant if you do the work yourself?
So some of the grants are eligible for owner builders. So the Cree Conahue grant, the derelict cottage grant, is applicable for self builders. There's no problem being an owner builder going for that grant. The SEAI grants are trickier because most of them need to be installed by a
licensed. This is the retrofitting.
Grants. Most of them need to be installed by a licensed tradesperson. So while you can do a little bit of the legwork yourself, in the end, you need someone to sign off on it to get your grant approved.
Okay. What are the things we should all be able to do, do you think?
We should all be able to do basic plumbing in our house.
Really?
Yeah, the basic stuff. The stuff that's left exposed. You know, when you open up your kitchen sink and you see pipes coming in and you see a waste pipe going out, when something goes wrong with that, You shouldn't need to call someone to fix that. You need two or three tools to be able to solve that problem and a very basic understanding of gravity and water.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd say most people are thinking, no, I need my dad.
Sure, sure. But dad learned how to do it. And maybe dad should have taught you a bit earlier. But if you need to ask dad to teach you now, that's great. Call dad and actually watch dad do it. Help dad do it. Learn how to do it so you don't need to call dad, because the reality is dad's not always going to be there.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to teach your kid how to do it one day. And the problem here isn't that we don't have the knowledge in our communities. The problem is that we're not communicating it enough anymore. We're not sharing it. We're scared to ask for help and we're scared to learn in case we get it wrong. We're so afraid of having the responsibility of something being on us that we refuse to even start the process. And I think that's the real danger here, is that it's going to get us further and further away from actually being able to do this stuff and to lead lives that are fun and enjoyable and focus on the things that bring us joy rather than always worrying about the things that we can't fix within our spaces.
Okay, so a bit of basic plumbing. Mm-hmm. I presume we stay a mile away from electrics, do we?
Yeah, we stay far enough away, but we should know that you can change a fuse out if a fuse blows in your plug.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with understanding how electrics work. Understanding what's actually happening, how the electricity is generated and where it's going. And the more that we're getting into solar and PV panels and all of this kind of stuff, people are actually learning more and more. People now know how much energy they're using in their house because they can look at it on an app and they're watching how much they're earning or how much they're losing by their solar panels. And so people are getting educated.
So look under the bonnet a little bit of things rather than taking it for granted that all this stuff just works and it's someone else's
Absolutely.
Issue. What are the few practical skills should people try and have?
You know, there's some really basic things that can help transform a home, like being able to put up shelving, being able to drill into any wall material and know what kind of fixing or plug you need to put in to be able to put a shelf into it or to be able to hang a painting on it. Everyone should be able to build a wall to divide a room into. There's nothing tricky about building a timber frame wall and putting some plasterboard on it or whatever material you want in there. And this is all stuff that you could learn in a weekend if you wanted to. And all this information, to be honest, is out there on YouTube, but you need enough information to be able to go and watch that and feel confident to try it. And you need to know how to use the tools. And so that's really a lot of what we're doing at Common Knowledge, is giving people this base understanding of, here's how you use the tools, here's what these things mean, here are the standards that are used as in practice across the whole country. Now go and try and build that shelf, go and build that doghouse, try and do these things. You're going to make a few mistakes because you've never done it before, and that's okay.
It's okay
to make mistakes. Yeah. It's okay as an adult to be learning something new. We don't
and
have
do people
to be perfect.
Come who think they're not handy? Like, I think a lot of people these days think they're not handy, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we have a pre and post survey for the courses, and people coming in say that on average they have a confidence level of 3 out of 10, and after 5 days they're leaving with a confidence level of 7.5. So we're more than doubling people's confidence,
and that's at their
different levels.
Okay, good. Enough ad for it there. So, are you going to learn anything new at the School of Lost Skills?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to be learning?
I'm actually really interested in the soap making. It's something that's kind of always baffled me, that we can turn a grease into something that degreases things, and it's just a really interesting physics thing. Did you know that soap is made from grease, the thing that we use soap to break down?
I'm going to say yes. What kind of grease?
All kinds of grease. It might be olive oil, it might be animal fat, it can be anything. And so I'm really interested in that. And the willow basket weaving as well is really exciting for me as well. To be
You've
able
never
to start
woven a basket, no?
I haven't, no. That's a specifically Irish thing for me, and I've never done a course in that.
Listen, the last time we spoke was about 8 months ago, and I think on that very day, you and Aaron Aaron mainly, in fairness, was due to have a baby. Did it happen on the day we spoke?
No, it was a week later. But it did come. It was due the day that we spoke, and we were sitting in waiting. And so little Isla's now 8 months old, and we're out of the haze of the newborn realm, and we're getting back to reality and how to piece all the new pieces of the puzzle together and how to make us all fit.
So have you changed the house?
Yeah, we've added on another extension to the extension to make room for the girls. And now there's no huge hurry, but in 3 years or so, they're going to need their own space. We're going to be tired of sharing a room. And so we've turned some of the animal sheds at the cottage that I have out in Clare into bedrooms and just poured the concrete floors over the underfloor heating in there on Friday. And what is Sunday now? So yeah, we're working hard on it, trying to make the most of the summer and get it kind of closed in for winter so I can keep working on it over the winter.
Okay, so you and that'll be the kids ultimately go out there, yeah?
Yeah, but it's all connected to the house. So we've made a hallway between them all, and the sheds were close enough to the house that we managed to connect it all. And so it'll be a 3-bedroom house in the end, and then the original cottage is more our living and kitchen space and
look,
space.
Not everyone has that luxury, but you kind of come from a background or a philosophy whereby people, their houses altered as they went on according to their needs, and people like people where you came from just kind of added on a bit to the house when required. Yeah,
no, I wouldn't say that's where I came from, but that's my understanding of how it works, like how it should work. You know, we have no idea what our life is going to be like in 10 years. Guess as we might, plan as we might, like we have no idea what it's going to be like. And so trying to build a house that is kind of quote unquote finished, you know, is kind of a futile dream, because it's never going to be finished if we're not finished. If we haven't finished evolving and changing, if our hobbies haven't changed, if the family dynamic isn't going to grow or shrink or extend, if we're never going to invite anyone new in, then it's finished. But the reality is we're constantly changing, we're learning new things, we're taking up new hobbies, and this house should be a reflection of us. It should grow with us and shrink with us. It should adapt with us as our needs change. And so I'm a big advocate for doing it piece by piece. And for Erin and I, it's also let us build this house as we earned the money. We didn't have to get out a huge mortgage to do these renovations. As we earn the money, we do a little bit more work and we add a little bit on.
Okay. Willie texts to say, Brendan, I'm loving your reactions. You've obviously never held a hammer in your life. Willie, you'd be very, very surprised at what I've done in my life in the building game.
What's your story, Brendan? Have you worked on your own house a bit?
No, not in my own house. I've worked in other people's houses.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, people can get more information on commonknowledge.org of the School of Lost Skills. It starts next Saturday, the 12th. It runs until Wednesday, the 16th of August, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Harrison Gardner, good to see you again. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.